I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
On the line is the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, and I appreciate his time this afternoon. Opposition leader, thanks for your time. How are you?
Well, like a lot of Australians, we woke up this morning with the news that two Australians have been executed in Indonesia, and I think that's wrong. It's outrageous.
Wrong and outrageous, about the right words. Tell me, do you believe the government has done everything it possibly could? And I know you've been working closely, and I know this has been an issue of some bipartisan support over a very long time. Is there anything else we could have done, Bill?
I'm not aware of what else could have been done. Today, for me, it's about the families. It's about the spirits of the two men who were executed. I think a lot of people close to it all, from the Department of Foreign Affairs to the lawyers, the family lawyers, they worked really hard. I believe that there were strong efforts made by the government, full stop.
Anything else they could have done?
This event is put in train 10 years ago. I don't know if every step or every action was exactly right. I don't know. But what I do know is that today isn't the day for recriminations. I believe the government, the opposition, ordinary citizens, through turning up to vigils, through to people who are supporting the family. I think a lot of Australians got very committed. It's almost because this has been such a long time, there's a sense that people got to know a little bit about these men.
Yes, it became I know this is a weird thing to say given the distance, but a personal relationship. We got into their lives in ways that we often don't when we're talking about death row prisoners. They tend to become maybe a name and a number, and they kind of go through, places like America, for example, that do this fairly regularly. But these guys, you're right, they did have a decade to get into us, and I think they probably did, which is why this is resonating a little more. Tell me, you say it's not a time for recrimination, and yet the first thing the government did was recriminate by suggesting that they're going to pull our ambassador. Was that a good move?
When I meant not a time for recriminations, I don't want to second-guess every action over the last 10 years.
Oh, no, I understand. Of course. But you support the pulling of the ambassador?
I do. Yeah, I absolutely do.
Okay. What else should we do?
Well, I've had a look at what other nations have been doing in this, when they've been confronted by the same set of circumstances. So I think pulling the ambassador is a real demonstration of a nation saying to another nation, we do fundamentally disagree with what has taken place. What frustrates me personally is, in the weeks and months leading up to this, I've had the opportunity to be in regular communication with the two men's lawyers.
As indeed have we, yes.
And the legal processes weren't extinguished. There were judicial inquiries, there were processes underway, and I'm very frustrated that it appears that the Indonesian government set itself on a course of action, and the legal processes hadn't been extinguished. So to me, that is an injustice upon the injustice of the death penalty. The death penalty doesn't solve anything. In terms of what else government could do, I rang Tony Abbott on Sunday and had discussions with him about the eventuality if the worst came to pass. I think there probably are other measures which can be done. I'm going to do the government the courtesy of talking to them privately to indicate that and to continue to indicate that. I think it's important, and there's been plenty of legitimate anger and outrage in the media and ordinary Australians. My target of my frustration is not ordinary Balinese people, where a lot of Australians go to visit. It's a system, and it's any system which sees as the solution, the execution of people. And in this case, they're clearly rehabilitated, you know, objectively by all indications. They had understood they'd made a mistake. These two men understood they deserved to be punished.
Mm.
But executing them was just a futile... It's not justice. It's just a futile waste of two lives.
Yeah, Mr. Shorten, the there was a lot of emphasis on the rehabilitation angle here.
Mm.
I'm not entirely convinced that was the best way to go about it in terms of a strategy, for one very simple reason. If you're on death row, you're facing your imminent demise, I would argue that you would do absolutely anything to prove to everyone that you have rehabilitated. I question if they'd got a 20-year sentence or a 25 or a 30-year sentence, whether they would have quote-unquote rehabilitated quite as strongly as they have.
Well, I don't think...
It's a pretty good motivator, is what I'm suggesting.
But I don't think that... And from the people I've spoken to who've talked to these men directly, I don't think it was a foregone conclusion that they were going to be executed, but their rehabilitation is an absolute fact.
Okay, so I understand your distinction there. Tell me, there's a lot of talk today about the role of the AFP, and as a commentator for more for 20-odd years, I've talked about it vigorously at the time. I also made lots of calls to the AFP to try and get somebody to come on the radio and discuss what happened and how it happened, exposing the two Australians, in fact, the nine Australians, to the death penalty. Should there be some sort of formal inquiry into what the AFP did and why they did it? Would you support a Royal Commission?
The AFP will be talking to the Parliament in the week of around the 26th of May. So some of those matters that you raise will get raised there. In terms of what's happened in the AFP... under the former Labor federal government, the guidelines changed. So there was more checks and balances introduced. If information is going to be handed over to a jurisdiction who has a death penalty attached to a particular crimes to make sure that people are aware in Australia of what the consequence of providing the information is. Again, my starting point in all of this is that be it Indonesia or another country which has the death penalty, Australian policing has to be done in the most careful and rigorous of manners so that we don't see again what we've seen happen in the early hours of this morning.
It's my understanding, Bill Shorten, that we have actually passed legislation, certainly in the Immigration Act, to prevent that from happening again with foreign citizens and indeed Australians. So I think that's probably already happened as a result of this instance. I could be wrong there, and I'm happy to be corrected.
No, it has been tightened up. You're quite right. Again, I understand the Federal Police have issued a statement today that out of respect for the family and their grieving, they're not saying anything today. But no doubt this will be a subject of a discussion in coming days and weeks.
Yeah, I hate to attach names to this, but Mick Kilty was particularly vigorous in assisting Scott Rush, for example, to escape his ultimate penalty, and was successful in doing so. Haven't seen him for a couple of years now. In terms of any of this, I wonder how he slept last night. That's an aside. Tell me, do we have still any kind of formal relationship? Sorry, does the Prime Minister, does our government have a good relationship with Joko Widodo? Could you say that today?
I don't know is the short answer. Australia will have interests with Indonesia in common, which go forward. That's inevitable. They're a very large country and they're our nearest neighbours, other than, you know, Papua New Guinea New Zealand.
Oh, clearly it's a very important relationship, but it's a relationship at the moment that the Indonesians, well, really don't care too much about, it seems. Just to give you an example, the feedback coming out of Jakarta at the moment off the back of the ambassador being withdrawn once his official duties there apropos the executions have finished is, well, who cares? Meh, effectively.
Well, I see comments coming out of the Indonesian media and I see comments in our own media are pretty strong and extreme statements. I think the government has been right, though, to recall our ambassador. I do think...
Oh, no, I'm not talking about whether that's a right decision or a wrong decision, but the way it's being received in Indonesia, it appears to be, we really don't give a damn what you do, Australia. That's hardly the foundation for a good ongoing relationship, is it?
Well, I suppose my head's not going to be turned by what pops up in the sort of popular press in Indonesia at the moment. For me, the way we define our relationship is having a set of principles by which we conduct ourselves. One principle, which is important, is they're large immediate neighbours, so we will have issues in common. But there's another principle here, which is that this execution deserves to be condemned in the strongest possible terms.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.